Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
Now, I have something to admit, because, you know, covering hip-hop, covering music in general, is definitely a lot of genres that you are dissecting and disseminating to the public, right? So when Tyler, the Creator, comes around, puts out an album that definitely deserves the amount of coverage that I'm about to give it, I apologize, sincerely apologize, for it taking this long. Because, of course, this album came out October 28th, 2024. And mind you, this is an entire body of work. But October 28th is a Monday. Why in the world is this man dropping a project on a Monday when everybody and their mom knows that Thursday at midnight, basically Friday, you drop an album, right? So Tyler, the Creator, completely just disregarded that because he is, and I want to make this very clear, this man is obviously a candidate for the big three in hip hop. Now, I have a whole episode out right now, you know, shameless plug out the you know what, because the Notorious Mass Effect episode 142, my latest episode, basically I titled it, Is There a New Big Three in Hip Hop, which you can look up on all podcast platforms right now. So the picture I had up, because I always have an artist and a game character, right? Because it's Notorious Mass Effect. But anyways, the picture I had up for the artist with this title was Future. I am here to tell you that maybe I should have switched out Future for Tyler, the Creator, because it is projected for this album to move 250,000 to 300,000 units first week. Ladies and gentlemen, that is insane. So putting that into the proper perspective, actually, I didn't have it up, but yeah, let's put it in proper perspective, right? Top first week sales for hip hop, because it has to be up there. I'll probably say it's in the top three, maybe number one. Oh, wow. Okay. Hold up. I definitely typed the wrong thing in. Top five first week sales hip hop for the year. I can't just say top five for music, because obviously Sabrina, Post Malone, Morgan Wallen would pop up. So let me just specifically put hip hop, right? So anyways, so we had Days Before the Rodeo, which I cover that. I remember that whole debacle between Sabrina versus Travis Scott, which is a supreme battle as far as for number one. Days Before the Rodeo, I had 361 units move first week. Sabrina Carpenter had a whopping 362, right? I mean, the amount of marketing tactics that was being used by not only Warner, but Sony, they was going at it. That was definitely a battle of conglomerates right there as far as for number one. And then, of course, you had the great white hope of hip-hop as far as Eminem having 281,000 first-week units. And then, of course, the ultimate Voltron formation to take out Drake, Future, Metro, We Don't Trust You, moving 251,000 units first week. So, safe to say, this album will easily be in the top three. Because when I look at it, you had, I forget why I lost my list. You had Future, Metro, and then you had Travis Scott. And then you had somebody else. Oh, 21 Savage, American Dream. I know I was missing something. I do remember that had a pretty good first week, but I forgot the actual first week sales. But anyways, you get what I'm saying, right? So the biggest thing to know is that, of course, whenever we're talking about the top three of hip hop, it's a totality of things. Because if it was just based off talent, then it would easily be some underground battle rapper with the best bars ever, right? Double, quintuplet entendres, on top of entendres, right? But obviously, we have to bring into the consumption into play, because if nobody's heard of you, then, it's hard to put you in the big three of hip hop, because we're trying to push the genre forward. If nobody's bringing eyes to the genre, then I'm sorry, we may have to focus on somebody else. So anyways, Tyler, the Creator, obviously has eyes on him in a way that not too many artists still have today. I mean, artists are flopping, well, hip hop artists are flopping left and right and right to left, because I don't know if it's because the feds are fed up, pun intended, or if it's because people are tired of spin the block music like there's nowhere to depart, which is, countering my point of 21 Savage American Dream being one of the better performing albums of 2024. So yeah, disregard that. It's probably just because people are tired of hip hop in general. With that being said, Tyler, the Creator, coming back with this album is interesting, because even though it is hip hop, it is very, very deep as far as introspective. I haven't listened to the album yet. It's just the amount of, I did. I listened to one of the tracks. It was Thought I Was Dead. When I tell you that was top tier rapping, that was A1 as far as verbal and breath control and vocal inflection and just the amount of bars he was getting off. So anyways, the reason why I say that is because Tyler, the Creator, is an actual lyricist. I think some people get it confused with his experimental style with the beats, but the way, I don't want to be disrespectful when I say this, but when I bring up Kanye being very pivotal in the engineering landscape along with the artist landscape, I think Tyler, the Creator, is in that lane similarly. That's definitely not. Simile is like a whole nother word. Summarily. Anyways, I messed that word up. It could be compared to Kanye West's rise to fame because of how respected Tyler, the Creator, is when it comes to putting beats together, but also performing as an artist over beats. Because at first, Kanye was just the beat maker, and then he slowly, because of Jay-Z being at the helm, letting him rap a little bit more. Because producers aren't really respected when they try to get into the studio. Anything you say, even if it's hard, they're going to tell you to stick to making drums. What did Drake say to Metro? Basically, that's what every rapper says to a producer when he tries to get into the booth, even if he has bars, right? So it's a really catch-22 if you want to start being an engineer in the hip-hop game. You really have to understand that if you want to rap, it's going to be a hard hurdle to overcome simply for the fact that people just want you to make beats for them. They don't want you to make the fire beats and keep it for yourself. So that's the main reason why they be hating on engineers trying to rap. So anyways, another thing I wanted to touch on was the entire journey of Chromacopia, because of course there's a whole video out right now, Thought I Was Dead, which I think that was the right title, because it has like two features on the album, but in the video, I just saw the Tyler, the Creator verse. But another thing I wanted to point out was that Tyler, the Creator, has a North American show, which you can register now for pre-sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. local time. And then, obviously, you can see it right now. Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. And then go to my Spotify to get the full unedited version, ad-free. So anyways, with that being said, Chromacopia, projected to sell 250 to 300 first week, is actually insane. So it's definitely going to debut on number one on the Billboard 200 charts, which is a significant accomplishment based off the fact this album dropped on Monday. I'm not going to say that this is like, this is not like intuitive, or it's not like showing something that we haven't seen before, because obviously albums used to drop on, I forget when it used to drop, but albums used to drop earlier because, of course, with DSPs as far as Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon getting into the mix, I don't know how, but the Thursday midnight drop started to become more of the norm. And, I was going to use one analogy, would have got canceled, but basically people are sheep. They see one person do something and they follow it up, right? So when they started seeing success with the sales, when dropping Thursday at midnight, everybody started to advise the artists that they signed to drop at midnight. So with Tyler, the Creator, being ultimately a big dog, dropping whenever he wants, he dropped this on a Monday and still could have a number one debut on Billboard top 100. So anyways, this album definitely set the record on Spotify as the biggest hip-hop album debut of 2024, with over 85 million first day streams globally, and it placed it amongst the top 20 all-time debuts across all genres on Spotify. Mind you, that's why I keep saying that when it comes to my episode, 142, is there a new big three in hip-hop? Maybe I should have saved that for Tyler, the Creator, because even though Future, in his own right, was the only hip-hop artist ever to have albums, well, three albums sell over 100,000 first week as far as in the span of 6 months, which basically says that you're just scorching hot. Like, maybe this is the maybe this is the hottest Future's ever been, right? So it was definitely a strong candidate to put in the top three. But now Tyler, the Creator, is another strong, even a stronger. I have to look at when his last album came out, because what Future did was pretty impressive. I mean, back to back to back was pretty impressive as far as over 100,000. Last album Tyler, the Creator, put out was in March 31st, 2023. So it wasn't that long ago. It wasn't like a huge wait before this project. So to sell 250 to 300 is still a huge accomplishment, an insane accomplishment, you know? So yeah. I don't know. I mean, really, it just strengthens my point on why I've always had my sentiments towards Jermaine Cole. I mean, the most overrated rapper of all time. And now I think people are starting to see it more and more, and it's becoming more obvious on a battle sense, as far as him just completely tucking his tail after he put out 7-Minute Drill against Kendrick. And then now in the cultural sense, as far as the sales being comparable to other artists who also are down to have that conflict as far as showcasing why they're number one. Because Tyler, the Creator, Future, obviously we just seen with Future going at Drake, they're not afraid of battling it out in hip-hop, because it's a contact sport. You can't come into football thinking it's tennis, right? It's going to be contact made towards you, and you're going to have to deal with it and power through it, right? Every hip-hop artist is like the running back a position of the NFL. So 3 to 4 years is usually your timeline as an artist of putting out music that's going to attract the masses, and then you usually phase out. That's why when it comes to Tyler, the Creator, when it comes to a Future, Drake, Kendrick, Nicki, a lot of these artists should be in the top three. But of course, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was because he was rapping like an off-brand Temu version of Kendrick, but they started to put Jermaine in the top three. And so now it's just like obvious that he never deserved to be there in the first place. But who was saying that all along? Like, I wonder who was saying that all along, that Jermaine does not deserve to be in the top three. Like, hip hop's too diverse to have somebody who's a Temu version of Kendrick also in the top three. Anyways, let me get my, you know, that's for another segment. But for people who've listened to the podcast, you already know how I feel about Jermaine. So anyways, back to Cormacopia. So Tyler just showcases that he's definitely one of the more pivotal artists we've ever had in hip-hop. So with that being said, Cormacopia is out. I will give it a listen. I know people are probably screaming right now, you're late with the review. But even with the review, I'm glad I was a little late, because I could give you up-to-date numbers as far as the projections. But listening to the album, I can't wait to review it on that front. And it's just far as a musical standpoint, because I do believe that Tyler, the Creator, is at this point putting his image on Front Street as one of the greatest rappers that we've had in the modern generation. So that being said, I think there's something else I was wanting to get into, but I'm pretty sure I covered everything. So yeah, he's going on tour. I already talked about that. Oh, okay, yeah. There's vinyl copies, which include bonus tracks such as Told Me / Turned Out Fine and an alternate version of Thought I Was Dead. Dang, how many versions this track got? Anyways, but this one's with Playboi Carti. So if you want the vinyl version, Playboi Carti is on it, which is a very All of these are very intuit. I'm gonna make sure I'm using this right. All right, intuitive. Let me see definition. Don't you love when a podcaster looks up a word on the spot? let me see. Using on base. I don't think that's the word I was going for. It was really trying to emphasize how unique this entire rollout is. The vinyl thing, because hip hop artists don't do that for the simple fact that you put your music out on vinyl as a popular hip hop artist, and your music is gonna get leaked. Like, it's gonna get leaked, and every other genre doesn't deal with that. But for some reason, I don't know what it is. For some reason, hip hop artists is affected the most by people ripping their music, as far as when it's turned in early for maybe a vinyl release, digital copy. Oh no, not digital, hard copy. As far as CDs, I don't know why. Anyways, so yeah, Tyler the Creator put one track on as an addition. Oh no, it actually includes multiple bonus tracks on the vinyl copy to make an incentive. So he went the different route. He didn't put the entire project, but he put two bonus tracks, which is Told Me / Turned Out Fine, which at some point you already know somebody's gonna rip that as well and put that online. But you know, at least he tried to put it on vinyl copies, right? And then notable features on the bass album, you have Dochi, Glorilla, Big Glow, Glorilla. Hey, a lot of people was hating on it last year, which if you look up Glorilla Analytic Dreams, you could see my timeline of me talking about how people were trying to put Sexy Red and Glorilla against each other, ultimately to find out that Glorilla was a star the entire time, and now everybody started to become more accepting of her because of her image and people thinking she doesn't look the part, whatever. Because most women artists, usually that's the main thing that they try to look at. Can I objectify her? Oh, I'm gonna support her. But with Glorilla, you know, people was just like, I can't objectify her, so I'm not gonna support her. Like, it was just a really crazy public perception when it came to Glorilla. So I tried to point that out because a lot of people was wilding when it came to Glorilla. But anyways, there's something else. So yeah, you can look up Glorilla Analytic Dreams to see my timeline of me talking about Glorilla and how she was definitely not going to fall off. That's what a lot of people are saying, because, you know, of course, Sexy Red entered the fray, which coincidentally, Sexy Red is also on this album, along with Schoolboy Q, and then finishing off the notable guest appearances, you have Lil Wayne. So with that being said, Chromacopia out now on all DSPs, released on a Monday. What in the world type of release schedule is this? So anyways, click my link here in my bio. Let me know one of my social medias. What do you think about Tyler Perry? This man made a whole movie, and now I'm calling him Tyler Perry. Perry the Creator. No, just playing. All right, my fault. Tyler the Creator, Chromacopia, out now on all DSPs. Also, his tickets for his tour is now up for pre-sale. So, yeah, man, if you're an avid fan, definitely go buy that. So, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know one of my social medias. What is your biggest takeaway from Tyler the Creator absolutely dominating the music scene right now? And also, if you've listened to Chromacopia, what is your favorite song off the album?